fractured anything.
When Dr. Melanie Pianol opened her practice in IAL 4 years ago, she knew it would be a challenge, but she didn't realize she'd need multiple jobs to keep her doors open.
I'm realizing that I'm not making it. That's number one. And I'm realizing that in payment transformation, it doesn't work across the board for all primary care providers.
Payment transformation is HMSA's effort to reduce medical expenses by capping the amount it gives primary care doctors for each patient. Doctors get an average payment of $24 per patient per month. The more patients you have, the more money you get. Pianol says it's good for practices with 1,500 or 2,000 patients.
But when you're starting out and you only have 639 patients, it's very difficult for you to make ends meet.
Other doctors are encouraged by the move away from conventional reimbursements to this prepaid method.
I don't think anyone knows the patient better than the physician, and giving them the freedom by not making them do certain things in order to get paid, instead just saying, hey, here's the money, go figure out what is the best thing. That's really liberating.
Dr. Jared Livaday, Vice President of Hawaii Health Partners, says the transition has been pretty good for the 150 or so primary care doctors at Hawaii Pacific Health.
They're no longer requiring everyone to come in for a visit when they could do something by an email or even by a telemedicine visit. So the way practices are operating is changing, and we can actually see it in the data because the number of visits in primary care are starting to decline down a little bit.
And fewer visits means lower costs. If they cut costs, they keep more of that money. Doctors must then prove they've used their dollars to meet quality care goals, which can be time-consuming.
There's too much administrational burden, and the pay that we're getting is too low for what's being expected.
Hilo primary care doctor Michelle Mitchell left payment transformation after participating in a 9-month pilot. She says she's worried the new system is driving doctors away.
Some physicians went to a direct primary care practice instead of closing. Some physicians closed. Some moved to the mainland. And some, like me, went back to fee-for-service.
Dr. Kelly Withy, who oversees the annual physician workforce assessment, says there's no data to prove this. But she says Hawaii's doctor shortage is approaching 800. A third of that demand is in primary care. And the shortage is growing.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't want that to happen.
HMSA's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Mark Mugiishi says nearly all of HMSA's primary care doctors are on payment transformation. This accounts for around 450,000 patients statewide.
Change is always hard, and much of the change in this particular program is put on the shoulders of the physicians and their staff.
He says HMSA is working to alleviate the administrative burden. The good news, he says, is data from the program's first year shows improved access, quality of care, and patient satisfaction. But as far as reduced costs, he says it's too early to tell.
We think over time this will become more and more of a cost savings that can be passed on to the consumer, but it's a little early to tell that for sure right now.
In the meantime, Pianol isn't sure how much more risk her small practice can bear for a system that has yet to prove itself. For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.